Okay, before we go into Mitzvahs Techocha, I'm going to talk a bit about, finish off this Indian of Lashon Hara. And just to deal with the primary issues we were dealing with last week, number one, the whole concept of Lashon Hara is more chomer than doing a maaseh. We found that to be challenging to understand. The raya, the Gemara brings, the Mishnah says the raya is from Motzi Shemla. Because Motzi Shemla, the one who has spread a bad rumor about his wife, he's worse, he's punished in a more severe fashion than somebody who's actually being ma'anis a woman. So somebody who mamish did an act of raping only has to have chamishim. And a Motzi Shemla is male. Obviously, as we said, the Gemara points out that the analogy is not really clear because the Moshe Shemra is on a rampage that he could kill his wife. She's Chayv Misa. So the Gemara says, well, the Torah says because he was Moshe Diba. True that Moshe Shemra has that element. It's true that Moshe Shemra has the element that he was bringing upon her a possibility of Misa. It's similar to, it's like a brother to Edom Zomim, similar to Edom Zomim. We also find that concept. So by Motzi Shemra is an element of what he was trying to do there. So the Gemara says, Eina Chanami. But the fact is that the Torah points out that the reason why he's paying these Meir Shkolim is because he was Motzi Dibur. Because of what he said. That's how the Gemara deals with this problem. So the issue that we had was, but Hagufa Kasha. All we're really doing is moving up the Kasha on the Torah. We're making it from a Kasha on Torah Shabbal Peh onto a Kasha Torah Shabbal Ksav. The question is still there. The question is that ordinarily, Dibur is something that's weaker than Maisen. You don't get Malkus for Dibur, you get Malkus for Maisen. And over here, the only reason why this Dibur would maybe be Mochamo is because this Dibur is because you were trying to kill somebody or potentially killing her. If that's the Chumrah of it, then why does the Torah then say that the reason why you're paying is because I see Dibur? So we're really back to the same inconsistency. It's just that we promoted it from a Torah Shabbal Peh issue to a Torah Shabbal Ksav issue. We still have the same problem. Why is the Torah being inconsistent? Why is the Torah giving more validity to what you said than what you did? And the only logical conclusion that we could say is that this Dibur is more chomer because you were attempting to do something worse, but then at the same time, the Torah is telling me, but that's not why we're penalizing you more. We're penalizing you more because you said something. So, we're back to the same kasha. So why? And then we were trying to bridge that together with the other statements made in the Gemara, which is that Lashon Hara is more shakul than Gil Arayas and Shvichas Domim and Avodah Zarah. So we brought down the Rivash that holds that it doesn't mean it, it's not really literal, it's just a way of Chazal have a derech sometimes of, you know, exaggerating something for the purpose of driving home a point. And he brings other Dugmas and Shas where Chazal do that. But we brought Rayas that many learned the Gemara Kepshuta, that there is, that Lashon Hara is Magdal Avoinus, Gil Arayas, Shvichas Domim and Avodah Zarah. And in fact, we brought down one opinion that held that's the reason why they didn't get rid of the Nechash Nechashas. Even though this snake, this copper snake, had some level of Avodah Zarah to it. It wasn't Mamish Avodah Zarah, but it was Abizrayu Avodah Zarah. And they left it.
Three people.
latest raid. So the newspaper Shalom is just trying to say, well, you know, if you want to sell papers, you have to know the clientele. If the clientele is interested, learn more, want to know more, stand what's going on in the world. A lot of people are. Knowledge from 120 years is that's all they knew. Every day they knew the latest. Nice, necessarily. I mean, versus nice. Then there's more likelihood of there being Lashon Hara. So sometimes the more, you know, right wing your client does, I don't want to call it frum because looking for Lashon Hara is not frum guy. You have to, so it could be a very big problem. On the other hand, that the, it could be that the first source, the first was not supposed to do it, but then once it became public domain, so now it's public. Now it's not Lashon Hara, if you take this view. So that's the Rambam's approach. The Rambam holds that that's it, it's a mikvah matahar. And the Rambam says why. He says, because now it's already. The Rambam doesn't mitigate, doesn't, because L'chairi you can mitigate the if the three. So they can make sure that it doesn't spread. Why is it a loss? One guy got up and said Lashon Hara to three people. If we're talking about three people that are not careful with Lashon Hara, so then we understand what Rambam is saying. Because once you. That the Lashon Hara is going to keep on going. But if you spoke to three people, the Rambam is talking to people that are three people that are studying the Rambam, they want to know what the Rambam is telling them, the code of ethics they should act. Hilchos Deis. I mean, a guy who's not interested in how to live doesn't look at Hilchos Deis. He'll look at Malachim, Hilchos Shoftim. Hilchos Deis means you have some interest in knowing how to live. And you're going to the Rambam. You're asking the Rambam, how should I live? And the Rambam is telling you, well, listen, three guys that have a chabur in Hilchos Deis, once you guys know, it's just going to tell everybody anyway. Why? Why would they tell everybody? It's almost a very strange sheet. But then the Rambam puts a twist, and he says, but it has to be, you're not doing it because you want to be Magad. How? You're not a person. It came up in conversation. Right? And you don't want to be Megala. You don't want to read. Right? So it's like a very isolate. The Rambam seems to almost be saying, like, b'di'evit, if you said it, it's not Lashon. That's almost what the Rambam seems to be saying. If you look at the Lashon HaRambam, do we have the... Does anybody have last week's Ma'am Akemas handy? The Rambam... See, to me, this condition is almost like it's almost impossible to unless you just did it b'di'evet. That's what the Rambam means. If you did it already, then it's not Lashon Hara. Im nemru dvarim elu b'fnei shlosha, kvar nishma adovo, v'im siper adovo rechot min ha-shloisha pam acheres, ein bo mishum Lashon Hara. Because it's already known. The who shall yiskavin lahavir akril. You don't want. You're not interested. You don't want to spread. You don't want to be megala to people. Guy. So what are you doing then? So the Rambam, the only way to learn the Rambam is that you're not seeing it. You said it without realizing it. So now it comes and you're clapping al chayt, al chayt shechot, below. You don't have to clap on this Lashon Hara. Because this was already said by three people. That seems to be the L'chayr, that would be the most simple way to learn the Rambam. But it's strange. If you said other Lashon Hara, the Manushuk. If the Rambam holds it's not Lashon Hara any Lashon Hara, then you should have to clap al chayt. This middle level. So do you mind getting a Rambam? Because they is there. Now, when I say that there were really four shitas, it's because within these shitas, there's still you have like this. It's only when you have something that could go either way, if you say it in front of three people, it's okay. The Rambam who says it's only b'di'evad. Happy plus, he says mutter loimoy. Rashi now is and another shita, which we Rashi brings on as a possible opinion, that only going on a case where you're going back to the original guy who was set out. So in other words, it's like the Rambam, but not like the Rambam. That means if in front of three people I said that Reuven did something wrong, one of those three could go back to Reuven and tell him. They can't stop go around the streets. Back to Reuven. So really, it's not really all four shittas are going. Each one is going a little bit deviating. Clearly, Tosfos and the Rambam are the main fork. The main fork in the road is Tosfos and the Rambam, because Tosfos says it's not going on Lashon Hara at all, and it's going only on Avak Lashon Hara. And since you said it in front of three people, you were probably careful. That's Tosfos. And the Rambam is saying it's going on Lashon Hara. But then within those shittas, it can either be l'chatchil or b'di'evad. That's the Rambam. It's l'chatchil. And then there's another tzad to say that you can't even go. It's hard. Well, we have an opinion that says that you're allowed to tell Lashon Hara to him. And you can even do it in front of other people, which was also something we were struggling with. It's interesting that when Rava, when the Gemara brings down that they rejected his view, he said, "Kol lishna bishna de misa Gemara less lishna bishna." So Tosfos' approach is that we're talking about not real Lashon Hara. So then it makes a lot of sense. If I'm saying it in front of people, I'll be very careful. I'm not going to say it in a way that it's negative. Say that it's positive. But if you learn like the other Rishonim, that here is not talking about a Avak Lashon Hara. The Sugya is talking about real Lashon Hara. Real Lashon Hara. So then, if that's the case, so it doesn't really make sense, why should the fact that the guy is there take away the Lashon Hara? According to any opinion. The Rambam doesn't pass in this way. The Kesef Mishnah, Rambam paskins that because or whatever, it's the same sugya. So the Rambam should also hold that you could, in front of the person, you could not only tell them, that's very logical. That's almost like Muslim. That's understandable. That's not Lashon Hara. I go over to you and I say, you did something wrong. That would so you wouldn't be able to do somebody Muslim, which you have a chiyuv d'oraisa to do. But The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that any lashon hara which you say in front of the guy, which means talking to him, or him only. You're talking to a group. It happens to be there in front of you. So then there's no problem. If you're talking about real lashon hara, so the Gemara, if you're talking about the Gemara rejects the view, but the Gemara no sense. The Gemara says, big chutzpah, that's a tremendous chutzpah. The guy stands. You know, why? That's just a kasha. I'm saying the whole din is senseless. Why would there be no lashon hara if the guy's sitting there? Absolutely. That's what I said. Tosfos approach in the whole sugya. Tosfos actually learns that that's both cases. It's one sheet. Learn like the other Rishonim, it's very difficult. Very difficult. What in the world? The apitlof can make sense. We say, okay, it's public knowledge now, and it's from now on, it's not lashon hara. Everybody is the one who went over to the first group of people. There is no sheet that holds that you can go to a group of people and say real lashon hara. There is no such opinion. Exist. Either you have Tosfos' opinion that's Havak Lashon Hara, then you could, or you have the Rambam and the Chaverov, who hold that guy who did it is being over in Havera, but then afterwards, since the damage was already done, it's like you go over the corpse and you stab it. So you're not a Ratzeach. So that's really the equation of the Rambam. The Rambam says, listen, it's already. Damage is done. So it's not real lashon hara. Damage was done. So this is very difficult to put together. This approach is so simple that you really don't even need the Gemara to say it, potentially. Meaning, then it's a smug. If I'm going ahead to say something in front of the person or in front of three people, so I'm more careful. Technically, you could hold that way even if you don't learn the Gemara like Tosfos, which precisely is the way the Rambam learns. Because the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in his... That means he says that Lashon Hara that was said in front of three people is not Lashon Hara anymore. And he also says... that if you say something which can go in two directions in front of three people, it's okay. So I saw Rav Rifkin, Chatzadik Levroche, understand this. He says, Eich postak b'shulchano charav, v'zike shtor al beit re. And he was mezake shtar al beit re. Either you learn the Gemara like the Rambam, which means the Gemara never discussed avak lashon hara. The Gemara Gemara, or you learn Gemara, the other Rishonim, like Tosfos, which is his talking about Avak Lashon Hara. But how did the Shulchan Aruch HaRav do both? That's his question. This is the Lashon Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Echad HaMesapel Lashon Hara. Oy Shaloi Befonov. אבל אם נמו הדבורם בפני שלושה כבר נשמע ונוידע סיפר איך מהשלושה אין פעם he then says who for a coil you have to have that in mind you don't get things he says the dog יש לא מה ש לשון הרע which is not necessarily lashon hara could go in two directions is flying. He always felt that he's not flying around at all. Shulchan Aruch HaRav held what Tosfos says is a svara. You don't need to learn the Gemara like Tosfos. Conclusion. Conclusion as Tosfos. Even the Gemara. That's get into bichlal what this chumrah. Elements to make it into Lashon Hara. One element of Lashon Hara is the fact, the simple fact that you're saying something which could be mazik somebody, and because you're doing it in a speech, it's more chomer. Because the fact that in your mind you feel like it's only words, that make it more chomer. Part of the benefit of a chet is the guilt. You do a chet, doing something. Almost. The tikkun. The Rambam himself, in the Chushuva, says, you know, one of the key elements of tshuva is charote. Every chet, all the tshuva has built in charote. You do something you feel is bad, it's called charote. You realize it's bad. You feel like I have to stop this before it gets worse. I can't keep on doing this. It's not right. Nobody would go to a chasen or sit by a table and be violent, punch a guy next to him, keep on. You don't see that happening, right? Because you feel like it's not right. Even if you feel like doing it, I'm sure there are times you feel like doing that, but you wouldn't do it. And if you did it once, you'd feel embarrassed. You walk out embarrassed. You'd be shamed. Look what I did. Lashon Hara, anything that's a dibur, you don't feel like you did anything. It's a lav shem b'mais, ein lo ken olav. So Lashon Hara doesn't have the element of regret. It doesn't have the element of guilt. And therefore, Lashon Hara has no end where you go and say, okay, ad kan. That's why the Gemara says, v'kulam ba b'lashon Hara. What's pshat? And the Chavetz Chaim goes through, how could it be there's so many lavim and so many, and yet it's, there are very religious people that Lashon Hara is not even, it's not on the radar screen. It's not pshat that it's something they're nichshel in. It's not even, it's their minig to speak Lashon Hara. It's a minig. Sometimes a guy will say, I daven in a particular shul because I like the over there. Which in other words means I like the Lashon Hara. Right? So it becomes part of your Nusach. Nusach Sfard, Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Lashon Hara. Why is that? People are not terrible people, Chas V'Shalom. Because it's Dibur. And when it's Dibur, you don't feel like you're doing anything. If you're Medayik in the Lashon Hara, the Gemara says, Lashon Hara is Magdil Avoinos, Keneged Gilarayish V'Chazdom V'Avodah Zarah. The Gemara never says that Lashon Hara is more chomer. The Gemara still means out, create, which means a person does Gila Raya's 1 second. I just did Gila Raya's. You know, I better see somebody. It's Shechaz Domim. I murdered somebody. You know, you know, I killed somebody. I'm a Gemara says, Belashon Hara is Magdil Avoinus because it's only words. So we have to now make an external point to bring out the guilt that you would normally get from an act. So a guy went and he raped a woman. He has 50 shkolim worth of guilt in his kishkis. He already got 50. You know where he got the 50 shkolim knas? Kishkis. As soon as he raped her, he got 50 shkolim. He came home, he got a knas, 50 shekel. You know who gave it to him? Himself. The mice gave him the 50 shkolim knas. Now the Torah comes and says, you know what? Here's another 50. Hosta 100 shekel knas. 50 milgav and 50 milvach. Moitzi shemla, he doesn't have any knas. So we have to compensate of coherence of what he. That's But since it's only, so you feel it, so now you got to take the whole thing. Now the Torah comes and says, okay, we better take care of this. The Gemara, Tafshilin, and a guy who didn't make one. A guy who says, well, I want to, it was my, the Gemara says, we give him a bigger knas. So why? Because he's just going to be Peshaya. The guy is manipulating, a guy who didn't make an error of Tafshilin, he goes, oh, make an error of Tafshil? I mean, I have a problem. I didn't make an error of Tafshil. The guy who's manipulating, he's madim, he's worse. What does it mean he's worse? That is not worse. But the situation is worse. It's vicious cycle. That's what there is no cap to Lashon Hara. Because it's only befiv, there's no angle, just angle. And that's why we start. We're going to penalize the person. How it's Magdala. Can't Sabar the nope go ahead and avoid the Beis Hamikdash? But he was just talking. He said Lashon Hara about him. And this, it was all process that all led to the Beis Hamikdash. Nobody was capable of now the Beis Hamikdash. But Tzal used to say that by Nedarim it says Baal Yachal Devorei. Rabbi Yaakov had a beautiful word. He says, why did the Torah call it Baal Yachal? Why didn't the Torah say Baal Tishak? Why? Why did the Torah say Yachal? Yachal is a strange word. So the word Yachal really means, normally it means Chulin. Right? You talk about Chol. Chulin. So Bianca said a great word. He said, why do people lie? Why do a person neder and not? It's just words. All I say is words. But we know that by hektish, there's a din amira legavoya kemesira lehedyet. By hektish, if you say, it's an action. It's equivalent. Hektish, say, activates. Rabbi Yankov said beautifully, that's what the Torah is telling you. Look at every word as an activator. Bal yachal dvore. Don't look at anything like that. Look at every word like it's hektish. Just like by hektish, amira activates. Every word back. I mean, that was such a beautiful kind. It opened up this whole idea. That's really what this mission is telling. That's what this mission is telling. Is because it's speaking people, that's what it's a, that's. But there's really another element of Lashon Hara. Very hard. Hurt another person. $50, $30, who charged you? Or you acknowledge that the Memkar, Kach Oino Bidvorim. That's the mission in Perek Hazov. Just Noah is in words. And the Mishnah then explains of what you know in words. If a guy is a ger, don't remind him that your father aided or you, Bailus and Trafus. You go now and learn Torah. What's good? Who are you to do that? That's written. The Gemara then says, if a guy is a Baal Tshuva, so you don't tell him off that ate, Bailus and Trafus should be a Torah. You don't remember original actions. You used to be a Mechalel Shabbos. So what bothered me was, where do these two things connect? Are you not cheating somebody? Okay? Cheating somebody. And this, that. This is don't hurt a guy. But the Mishnah says, Kishem. People read the Mishnah all the time. And I can't make art scroll taich out of it. What's the Hemshech of the Mishnah? It's no Shaykhs. So it's true. There are Chazals and this in the Poiskim cases that are similar. For instance, you go into a store and you take a salesman, you drive him crazy for 3 hours over something that you don't intend to buy. That I understand, as I know. Because that's like you could cheat him by buying something, you could cheat him by fooling him that you want to buy. That I get. But what does this have to do with it? It's a pell. Interestingly, none of the Rishonim address this. They don't address this. Some teach in the Mishnah. But then a light went on. I saw a Sefer HaChinuch. And it, Mamish lit up the sugya. The Sefer HaChinuch, by the mitzvah of Loisainu, he says as follows, this is a mitzvah shlamed ches. He says as follows in Parshas Bahar. Shaloi lohoines Yisroel bedvorim. You're not allowed to be yandu oinor to a Jew in words. Kaloima. Shaloi noima li Yisroel dvorim shiachivu. Right? Bother him, hurt him. The ain boy koyach lehe ozer mehem. Hataram, the chinuch. And the has no defense. What, you're a shvanz. You know what? You say chumas svaras. You could scare up yourself. The defense gave it to him. Learning Marcus by me. So I said, wow, David, you said a good. I'm not as stupid as I look. And I give a lot of people zetzin. And they could defend themselves. I say, you're a ganav. You say, what do you mean? I'm not a ganav. The chinuch is saying that when you tell somebody, you know what? You're a Ben Gairim. He's stuck. He has no recourse. He can't say, I'm not a Ben Gairim. It's a reality. So says the chinuch, Loisainu. Because Loisainu tells you, don't hurt a Jew in a way that he can't protect himself. You're hurting him in a way that he can't protect himself because he doesn't know he's being cheated. He posh doesn't have the knowledge or the wherewithal to know how. See, he can't defend himself because he doesn't even know you did anything wrong to him. He says, thank you. Thank you for buying this. Thank you for selling this. It's Hinnach says that's the kishem. The kishem is a way that he can't defend him. It makes it common. The fact is in it. Don't answer where he can't. Don't lock him in and he can't move. You have to give him. I once had a former kid in a camp. He wanted to know if he's allowed to play paddleball. Because he felt that all the other sports, you get credit for what you do. You throw the ball into the hoop. You're playing basketball. You get it into the basket. You get schar, right? And every one that you throw in there, you get schar. The other guy, every one that he throws in, he gets schar. We'll make a cheshbon. How many did you get in? How many did I get in? He said, but by paddle ball, you score a point when the other guy misses. Right? He said, so that's I'm getting COVID by you missing. That's a question that a kid asked. I was very impressed. He said, so try to play battle. You miss COVID, Bekloin? That was his question. So I saw the kid had an issue, obviously. He's a frumer kid, but I, you know. So I look at my job just as much if a kid is not frum, to make him frum, make him frumer. If a kid's too frum, to make him normal. That's part of my job. So I told the kid, listen, I said, that's not the way the game works. Really, you're getting schar for your kid that you're hitting on the wall. Every time you hit, it's a point. And every time he hits, he gets a point. It's just instead of making ourselves crazy, counting every point, boom, boom, say, okay, it's canceling out the other guy's point. Boom, boom, okay, nothing. Boom, boom. Then, back, you're getting schar for your hitting. He said, oh, now I could play. Worked, did the job. The bottom line is that this is oinah. Oinah is when you do an avla to somebody that he can't defend himself. That means the same avera that's done to a person in a way that he could defend himself is one level. The lufiyani is daiti rabbi the pshat. This is the pshat in the Dol's Rishonim. The Rishonim who hold lashon in front of the person is not a problem, is because they hold that part of the chumrah of lashon hara is that since you're saying it in the world, so besides dvorim, he has no defense mechanism. It's very easy to go into a room and say kach v'kach, right? If the guy was standing there, either you wouldn't say it, or he'd be able to say, "What are you talking about?" That's what happened. The fact that you're saying, that's why they hold if it's b'fonov, he could defend himself. The Rambam uses the terminology that when you do it b'fonov, it's ko'imer b'fonov. The Shulchan Aruch Rav uses that terminology. That when you say it in front of three people, since it's out there and it's to him, so it's like you said it in front of him. What heter is that you said it in front of him? And then Mara held that that's a good spot. Saying person makes it a different category. It's not as a nice thing. It's a different. So the Gemara says, you know what, you're right, but it's a bigger chutzpah. You're embarrassing a guy. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. You shouldn't be allowed to get up and embarrass the public because he's here, he's himself. But the Gemara didn't say, well, what are you talking about? It doesn't make any sense. Because it does make sense. It doesn't make sense. Because part of the chutzpah, some Rishonim hold so much so that itself, if you don't have that element, it's not Lashon Hara. So Rishonim say, no. Even if the guy's there, it's still Lashon Hara. But you could at least hear why some Rishonim would say, if the guy's there and he could defend himself. Now, what? It's not a nice thing. It's not exemplary behavior. But it's not Lashon Hara. Disease is not Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is something else. That's the Yesod thing. This would also explain why the Rambam says, our question was, how did the Rambam, if you remember, we this is the solution. How could the Rambam say that Lashon Hara is worse? But the way we're learning, it's very good. Because Rechilus means I go back to you and I tell him, this is what we said about you. So now, he can protect himself. He can protect himself. So that's why that's not the same level. When you go over and you say over the Lashon Hara to somebody else who can't defend that it was said, that's taka. Lashon Hara. You'll see as you go through the Lashon Hara. He says as follows. Lashon Hara, and then he says, what's the problem with Lashon Hara? For man to keep on traveling, he says, that's Lashon Hara. Harei zeh. It's for to go back to the guy and tell him what they're saying to you. Well, you should know he has to protect himself. You're actually stopping the law. So the chilus is that the chum say reason why that guy dying can also do it. Right? But concept. Understand that. Now is of understanding the chumra of Lashon Hara. Number one, the fact that it's only words makes the chumra that you don't have your own internal emergency break. Number two, because this Lashon Hara is being said in a way that it could keep on going, so it's aimless over Saif. Keeps on, there's no end. This doesn't explain why is it that if you say it in front of how it should become mutter? Whatever. But it doesn't. So that we clarify of and just to, because it's getting late and I have a chasna today, so I'm going to have to stop a little early. So we're going to finish this topic, Polina, to just explain the Rambam. Now at least we have clarity in the opinion who holds if it's befun of its mutter. And we have clarity in the opinion who holds that Avak Lashnor is Poshet. We just have to clarify the Rambam. And what I'm going to focus on next week is Teichot, the the Zion of Techocha is and hits you. We're going to go into mitzvahs that would be heard. The Gemara says, the guy hits you.